So we speak about the two issues. One is the U.S. Ban on Muslims, and the other is the attack on the masjid in Canada. Joining us on the line, Ibrahim Hooper, Council on American Islamic Relations, National Communication Director. Brother Ibrahim, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
KA has filed a lawsuit against the Muslim ban. Tell us more.
Well, we basically have more than 20 people, both in America and around the world, who are suing the government based on the what we believe is the unconstitutional nature of the Muslim ban, in that it singles out Muslims for being banned from the United States, and it also offers approval to another religion, and that's not allowed under our Constitution. Again, the government cannot favor one religion over another, and in this case it specifically states that minority religions in Muslim countries, the refugees from those minority populations would be allowed in, while the majority Muslim population would not be allowed in. So we've joined, there's a tremendous level of pushback here in the United States against this Muslim ban order. We've seen thousands of people come out. We had a rally in Boston, and within 24 hours, 20,000 people came out to our rally to oppose this ban. And we've had similar things at airports around the country. And now we saw that our attorney general was fired for not wanting to support this ban. So it's really getting quite heated here on this issue.
Yes, undoubtedly, in troubled times, undoubtedly. Has Trump really fired Sally Yates because she dared to stand against the Muslim ban?
Yes, and she told her staffers not to act to defend the ban against these lawsuits, and that's why he fired them.
We've seen masajid being burnt in Seattle, Texas, and now in neighboring Canada. Is this scary times in the U.S.?
Well, in Canada, we actually had six people shot to death while at prayer in a masjid. And it turns out the suspect is this white supremacist, anti-Muslim, anti-immigrant guy who happens to be a Trump supporter. So this kind of hatred and bigotry doesn't know any borders. It's here in America, it's in Canada, it's all over the place. Wherever you have this kind of growing Islamophobia that we've been warning about for some time. And I think people in the larger societies are now beginning to understand what we were talking about.
The last report said that $600,000 has been raised for the masjid. Does this show us the other side of America?
Well, that's the thing. We're seeing a groundswell of support for Muslims in opposition to Trump's policies, because I think everybody's recognizing that it's not just Muslims who are being targeted, it's everybody in the society and all the minority communities. So there's a coalition building, there's a groundswell of support, and that's why you get these spontaneous demonstrations, where in the past, if we called for a demonstration, you'd be like pulling teeth to get a handful of people to show up. Now people show up by the thousands on their own.
Has CARE been receiving more reports of Islamophobic attacks since Donald Trump's inauguration?
Oh, unprecedented spike in anti-Muslim bigotry, anti-Muslim incidents and hate crimes. You mentioned the mosques being targeted, the individual women being targeted in the street because of hijab, all this kind of thing. It really has spiked because Trump's election has really empowered the worst of our society. And you would have thought they'd think, well, our guy is in power, we don't have to attack Muslims, but it's just the opposite. They go, my guy is in power, so I will attack Muslims.
Shocking, undoubtedly. Are CARE lawyers being kept busy trying to help those stuck in limbo and detained at airports?
Yeah, we're doing what we can. We have attorneys across the country who go to airports and try and assist, and it's just an overwhelming task at the moment.
Yes, we certainly hope the situation will calm down. What is the what can we expect in the coming days? What does the future hold for America? How do you see things unfolding in the coming days? Do you think that things will eventually settle down, or is it just going to get worse?
I think under the Trump administration, things can only get worse, but we'll have to do what we can to challenge any attacks on civil liberties or religious freedom.
We appreciate your time on Radio Islam, Brother Ibrahim. Jazakumullah khair for chatting to us.
All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Ibrahim Hooper from CARE speaking to us about the latest developments in terms of the role that CARE is playing in terms of tackling the ban that has been effected by Donald Trump.